Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio on 1550 AM. You can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. I really encourage people to try out these alternative methods so that if you're traveling, if you're on the road, if you're on the road, it's probably easier because you have a phone. But if you're not, if you're away from the phone, there are many ways of actually listening to the show. You can also carry it around on your mobile app. On your phone via the Radio Zindagi app, and you can click on the live button for the SFO area. And you can, then if you want to participate on the show, go to safarikidca.com to register. And our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts, feedbacks, and any interest in sponsoring the show. So give us a call back at 510-770-1550 during the show or after the show. Get back to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, one important announcement, I made this last week as well. We have this system where we have three listener questions during the show where we give out prizes to three lucky listeners who have answered our questions correctly. I want them to please write to us on the same day itself, that is today itself. Please write to me today at safariquizshow@gmail.com so that we can get your prizes to you right away, because we don't want a delay. It makes it harder for us to track and make sure that you've got your gifts on time. Okay, with that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you have a choice to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. Okay, as usual, we have three listener questions and prizes are drawn by raffle. In fact, the prizes, we get the kids in the studio to pick out the winners from all the people who have answered correctly. Let's see our contestants today. Our contestants today are Harshal, Arnav and Abhishek. Harshal, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 10 years old and I am in 5th grade.
Mm-hmm. And what are your interests outside of school?
Reading and Legos.
Oh, what's your favorite kind of book?
Fantasy.
Fantasy? Rick Riordan kind of fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
You know.
Because everybody, all the kids who come here love Rick Riordan. He's really, really popular. So what's the book you're reading right now?
The Children of the Lamp, book 3.
Oh, yeah, the Jinns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those books. Okay, and the next contestant is Arnav. Welcome to the show, Arnav.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to the same school as Herschel.
Really?
Yeah,
you guys decided to you sign in together?
Yeah, all three of us.
Oh, all three of you. Oh, my goodness. So this is a contest between friends.
Yeah.
All right. I like those because they are the fiercest. So tell me a little bit about what you like to do after school.
I play three instruments.
Wow.
And,
name them.
The trumpet, guitar, and piano.
So my guess is the trumpet is for the band.
Yes.
The piano is for your parents, and the guitar is for yourself.
Yes.
I got that right, huh? Because my son played those three instruments, the trumpet, the guitar, and the piano. So I know which one is done for whom. That's great. Fantastic. So which is your favorite instrument?
I think the guitar.
The guitar?
Yeah.
And which one are you best at?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. See, it's not always the same. Well, welcome to the show. Let's go to our returning contestant, Abhishek. Welcome back to the show, Abhishek.
Hi.
So this time you have to tell me something different about yourself that you didn't tell us last time.
Let's see. I play video games a lot. I read books.
Uh-huh.
And
do you guys have common interests? Do you have anything in common with them? What do you have in common with your two friends here?
We're all in the same class.
Oh, really?
Same class.
Teacher?
Same teacher, same class, same grade, same school.
And which school is that again?
Warwick.
Oh, Warwick. Ooh, Warwick. Okay, we have Miss Anu is here cheering for Warwick as well.
We play basketball together.
Read books.
And do you compete in class to be the teacher's pet?
Yes. Sometimes.
That's an honest answer. Okay, let's get on with our quiz for today. Our three topics for today are, let's see, reptiles, cities of the world, and words starting with the letters M-A-T. So our first category is reptiles. Okay, ready? Now remember, in many of these questions, everybody might know the answer. So it's really important that you learn to buzz in fast. And the person who buzzes in, I'm going to point to them and then they answer. Don't blurt out the answer. Okay? We'll try. Okay, first question. The second avatar of Vishnu, this reptile bore a mountain on its back. It's a reptile who is an avatar of Vishnu. You know,
cobra.
No. Cobra was, you know, and Vishnu was used to lie in a bed of a cobra. Remember? With this long... Question passes. No, you don't have to buzz in anymore. Question passes to Harsha.
Turtle
is right. So -5 to Abhishek, but you owe us now. And 5 points to Harshal. Very good. Yes. This reptile bore a mountain. In fact, in many native legends, the turtle is considered to be the bearer of the world. Hold the world on its back. Yes, I do need to change my mic, Michael, because I seem to have broken this one. Okay, question number 2. The auto insurance firm Geico uses this reptile as its mascot.
Lizard?
Nope, that is not correct. Question passes to Herschel again.
A gecko,
that's right. Very precise. -10 from Abhishek now. Very close. It does look like a... That's why Geico, gecko. See, it's the Geico gecko. Okay. This large reptile is the only venomous lizard native to the United States. It can grow up to 2 feet long. It's the only venomous lizard native to the United States. I give you a clue?
Yeah.
It's a two-worded name. And the second word means something terrifying. A creature who's terrifying. No.
I know the name, but I just can't.
Get it. It's the Gila monster.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I read about it this morning and I forgot.
Oh, dear. Yeah, the questions aren't that simple. They're framed in a way that are a little bit tougher to answer. Okay, because you're fifth graders. Come on, you can do it. Question number 4. These reptiles reach a length of 10 feet and are the heaviest lizards in the world.
Monitor lizard?
No, that is not correct. -5 from Arnav. Question passes to Abhishek. Actually, I have a supplemental. I didn't finish the question. So let's go. Their name suggests a mythical creature. Question passes to Abhishek.
Mythical creature?
Part of their name suggests a mythical creature. They are the heaviest lizards in the world.
Komodo dragon.
Correct.
I'm not in debt anymore.
You are. You're -5 still in debt. Because you get only 5 points for a past question. Okay, question number 5. This might be an easy one, so hands on the buzzers. Its name comes from the Spanish El Lagarto, which simply means the lizard. Did you know that they are found only in the US and China? Its name comes from the Spanish El Lagarto, which simply means the lizard. Oh, come on. Educated guess. El Lagarto. No? El Lagarto. Alligator, of course. I bet the kids listening at home got that one. Okay. Question number 6. Also easy question. Hands on buzzers. In a 2006 movie starring Samuel Jackson, these reptiles were found on a plane.
Jurassic Park?
No, I didn't ask for the name of the movie. I asked for the name of the reptile.
Oh.
-5. Question number... In a movie starring Samuel Jackson, these reptiles were found on a plane. Oh, it's a very famous movie. It's Dash on a Plane.
I never watched it.
I'm sure you didn't watch it because it's probably rated R because they swore like crazy on that movie, but no. Snakes on a Plane.
What?
On a Plane, yes. Very famous movie about a bad guy who, instead of putting a simple bomb in the cargo hold of the plane to blow everybody up, put in snakes that would get loose and then crawl through the air ducts. It made for a good visual, but like most movie villains, it was a pretty stupid idea. Okay, question number 7. This highly poisonous African snake can run as fast as 12 miles per hour.
Black Mamba?
Correct. 10 points. And now he gets 5.
Five,
that's right. Good job. I'll tell you a little bit. So it's the fastest land snake in the world, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 8. This Indian crocodile has a long, thin snout.
Maga crocodile?
No, that is not correct. Question minus five. Question passes to Herschel. This Indian crocodile has a long, thin snout. Herschel, 5 seconds.
Pass.
Pass.
Oh, you know it. It's on the tip of your tongue, but I can't remember. It's a gharial.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, question number nine. Since reptiles are cold-blooded, how do they get warm? You can press the buzzer. Yes, go ahead.
They lie in the sun on rocks.
That's right. They get their heat from the sun. Very good. 10 points. Okay, question number 10. It's a two-parter. The first part, if you can answer, that's great. Otherwise, we'll add a question. So, obviously, you get a bonus for 5 points if you answer it. 5 points meaning you get 10 points if you answer it right the first time. Some of these reptiles come in a range of colors, including pink, blue, red, orange, turquoise, yellow, and green.
We just need to know the thing.
Name of the reptile. Yeah. Some of these reptiles come in a range of colors, including pink, blue, red, right. Orange.
So, we just have to say snake or something. Or...
Yes, the kind of reptile it is. Yes, some...
A chameleon?
A chameleon is right. And my second part was going to be some can even change color, but you didn't need to know that. That's good. Yeah. Okay, we come to the end of the first round, and there was a lot of going back and forth and minuses and pluses and minuses, so it'll be interesting to... I lost track of how many points everybody scored, so we're going to come back from a break and see how the kids in the studio are doing. But for our first listener question, today we have a special guest... Miss Anu, who produces the show, who's going to be asking the first listener question? You know what to do, Anu. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi there. So the first listener question is, in the Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, what kind of snake is Ka? And to call us, you can call us at 510-770-1550. The question again is, in the Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, what kind of snake is Ka? Hi, you're on air. Hello, you're on air. What's your answer?
My name is Eshna, and the answer is a python.
Okay, thanks, Eshna. Hi, you're on air.
Oh, hello, my name's Samir, and the answer is a python.
Samir, right?
Samrit.
Thank you, Samrit. Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. My name is Sarah. I mean, Sarah. And the answer is python.
Okay, what's your name again?
Saurav.
Thank you, Saurav. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Gaurav, and the answer is python.
Gaurav, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish?
And my answer is python.
Your name is Anish, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Sabina.
Hey, Sabina. What's your answer?
A python.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on air. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Ragini.
Hi, Ragini. What's your answer?
My answer is a boa constrictor.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Madhav and the answer is python.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, this is Shivam and the answer is python.
Shivam, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Shivam. Okay, last caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Iknur.
Hey, Iknur, what's your answer?
Python.
Thank you.
And that was our last listener question. Thank you, Ms. Anu, for taking this call.
Oh, thank you.
And when we come back from our break, we are going to see all the who the winners in the studio and the winner of the listener question is. Okay, kids, give me a big cheer. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya. The program is brought to you by Safari Kid. And before we continue on with the show, I just want to mention that Safari Kid has a bunch of summer camps, and the center for all the summer camps is their Union City office, and you can find out all about it at safarikidca.com. Okay, so with that, let's go and see first who won our listener question in the first round. The answer, well, the question was, in The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, what kind of snake is Ka? Thank you, Miss Anu, for asking and asking the question and collecting the answers. And thank you, Abhishek, for picking out our first winner. And the winner of the first listener question is Gaurav. Congratulations, Gaurav. Let's give him a round of applause. Yay! Well done. Yay! Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com today itself. Okay, you know what to do. All right, and let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Harshal, how many points do you have?
25.
And Arnav?
Zero.
Arnav still has to start his account. And what about Abhishek?
-5.
But you know what? That -5 is worth a lot because he attempted a bunch of questions. He got some right. He got some wrong. And with all the negative marking, I guess, he's at -5. But we still have 20 more questions. So this is still anybody's game. Everybody hands on the buzzers. Take chances.
How many questions?
20.
Oh, okay.
20 more questions.
I thought you
and two more categories, and now we're going to go and do the cities of the world category. Okay, hands on buzzers. These kids are friends and competitors at school and here. So this is very exciting for me. Here's our first question. This city was once known as Constantinople. This city was once known as Constantinople because it was ruled by the Emperor Constantine. Constantinople. It's okay, I'll give you an additional clue. It's now in modern Turkey.
Istanbul?
Istanbul. Oh. 10 points. So he gets 5. Abhishek gets 5 and finally is in positive territory. Woohoo! Okay. This capital city of Belgium has a name associated with a vegetable that looks like a small cabbage.
What?
This city of Belgium has a name associated with a vegetable that looks like a small cabbage. Okay, what's the capital city of Belgium?
Wait.
Yes, you can buzz in. You can buzz in.
No, but I'm not.
Okay, vegetable that looks like a small cabbage. It's a big clue.
I know.
Which is that vegetable? Most kids don't like it. My daughter loves it, but most kids don't like this vegetable. You probably don't even get to eat most of it because it's not so much used in Indian cooking.
What's the vegetable?
What's the vegetable? Yeah, if I tell you the vegetable, then you know the answer, no boss? What? Okay, the answer is Brussels. Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts.
I was going to say that, but I don't want to take it.
Take a chance. You have 25 points. Take a chance. Absolutely. Okay. This city in Germany once had two parts, east and west, that were divided by a famous wall. This city in Germany once had two parts, east and west, that were divided by a famous wall. Mr. Gorbachev. Tear down that wall. You don't remember that? Ronald Reagan. Yeah, before your time, but very famous all the same. There was a very famous wall. The eastern side was communist. The western side was capitalist. Eventually, they brought down the wall and unified the city. Unified the countries, too. Unified Germany. It used to be East Germany, West Germany. Two parts, east and west. Michael wants to answer the question badly. Show me the answer, Michael. Write it and show me. Let me see if you know the answer. That is absolutely correct. The answer is Berlin.
Oh, my God.
East Berlin, West Berlin. Yes.
I watched Dawn 2.
You watched Dawn 2? Dawn 2 has Berlin in it. God, I should have watched that movie maybe. I couldn't get past the first 5 minutes. Let me confess. Yeah. Okay. Question number 4. This Egyptian city is the largest in Africa. Largest city in Africa. This Egyptian city.
Cairo?
Cairo is right. 10 points.
10 points. Yay.
Oh, come on.
Question number 5. This Indian city has a monument known as the Qutub Minar. Has a very famous monument known as the Qutub Minar. It's the capital of the country.
Have you knew?
This Indian city, the capital of India, has a monument known as the Qutub Minar.
New Delhi?
New Delhi. 10 points. Guys, you're hesitant. I noticed that a lot of you have... In all these questions, let me assure you, it pays off to guess. It pays to guess. So, please guess. Okay, question number 6 with that said. This Italian city has many canals that are navigated by gondolas.
Venice.
Venice is right. 10 points more to Arnav. He's doing really well in this round because he's taking chances. There is a moral in here somewhere. Question number 8. This city is the capital of Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Honolulu. 10 points. Yay. To Abhishek. Yay. Question number 9. This city is where you will go to see the Hollywood sign. Yes. Question.
Hollywood City.
Uh-oh. 5 points. Here from this question passes to Herschel. No, you don't have to buzz.
Los Angeles
is right. 5 points to Herschel. Question, by the way, are passing on anti-clockwise way, which I didn't tell you, but this is how they're passing. Okay. Okay. Oh, no. We still have one question left. This city is where you will go to see the Mona Lisa. That is Arnav.
Paris
is right, just before the buzzer went off. Very good. Very 10 good. Points. No, all right. We okay. We I know, so close. But you still have 10 questions, and it's a really close game even now. We'll come back and take a look at the scores. But before that, we have to do our listener question. Miss Anu, are you up for another one? No, Miss Anu would like me to do this question. Listener question 2 for the second round. Remember, we're still talking about cities of the world. This American city is famous for being the birthplace of the deep dish pizza. This American city is famous for being the birthplace of the deep dish pizza. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. You know how they have New York style pizza? Well, that's a clue. It's not New York. Similarly, there's this style pizza, which is a deep dish pizza. Okay, we already have a caller. Let's go to our first call. Whoops. Okay. You're in the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Rohan.
Yes, Rohan.
And the answer is New York City.
Oh, Rohan said New York City. Rohan did not hear me say that New York City was not the answer. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Arnav. My answer is Chicago.
And tell me your name again.
My name is Anosh.
A-N-O-S-H. Got it.
Hi, Arunati.
Hi.
Okay, Anosh, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Anosh. Got it. Anosh. Only one O. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Ignor. Tell me answer. What's your answer, Ignor?
Chicago.
Ignor also thinks it's Chicago. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Gaurav.
Is that Gaurav or Gaurav's dad?
It's
Gaurav. Saurav. Gaurav? Oh, I'm getting too much feedback. Hi. Michael, just give them a second. Who's this?
Gaurav.
Gaurav. Okay. Oh, let's go to our next caller. Guys, please turn down the radio the moment you hear me say you're on the air so that we don't have feedback on the line. I know it's a little bit of a challenge because it's a little tricky to do. I'm sorry about that. But otherwise, we get this real reverb in the studio and it's hard to hear what you're saying. Okay, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish. And what's your answer, Anish?
My answer is New York City.
Anish also says New York City. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is...
Forgot?
No,
I didn't hear that.
My name is Saurav.
Saurav.
And the answer is Chicago.
Thank you, Saurav. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Ashna.
Ashna.
And my answer is Chicago.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Samrid.
Samrid.
And the answer is Chicago.
Thank you, Samrid. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Shivam, and the answer is Chicago.
Shivam? Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello? My name is Madhav and the answer is Chicago.
Thank you, Madhav. Let's see, 2 more calls. Wow, that is a lot of feedback. Sorry about that, the last caller, there was a lot of feedback. You're on the air now, who's this?
Hello, my name is Nidhi and my answer is Chicago.
Welcome, new caller Nidhi. I've got your name down. Let's go to our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air, who's this?
Nina.
Nana, and what's your answer, Nana?
Chicago.
Thank you, Nana, and that was our last caller for this round. When we come back from this round, we are going to figure out who the winner of our listener challenge was, as well as the winner in, not winner, but as well as the standings of our contestants in the studio. Okay, everybody give me my cheer. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
I am a
Safari Kid. In my preschool days, I learned.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, and this show is sponsored by Safari Kid. Michael, was my mic off the entire time? I hope not. Okay, let me say it again. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya. And we are here with Harshal, Arnav, and Abhishek from all from Warwick School, all from fifth grade. They actually happen to be in the same class. So this is a very friendly rivalry going on in the studio today. But before we see what kind of points they've racked up, let's take a look at who was the winner of our listener question number two. The question was, this American city is famous for being the birthplace of the deep dish pizza. And the answer was Chicago. And the winner is Ashna. Congratulations, Ashna. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com today. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Harshal, how do you do?
Good.
And how many points do you have?
30
points. Let's see. Arnav, I think, did well in the last round. How many points do you have?
40.
Come closer to the mic. How many points 40. Do you have? Arnav has 40 points, right, that close, exactly. And Abhishek, how many points do you have?
10.
Abhishek has 10 points, but it's still a very close game, very close, because we have our last round coming up and there are 10 questions. And first of all, because Harshal and Arnav are so close in scores, anything could happen there. Plus, Abhishek could come out as the winner from behind, right, Abhishek?
Yes.
Cool. All right, let's see. This is our last category, and it's words beginning with mat, M-A-T, the letter mat. Well, the word mat, the letters M-A-T. Okay, question number one, hands on buzzers. State when two people are married to each other.
Match.
No, that is not correct. 5 points from Arnav. This is a situation where two people are married to each other.
Oh.
Too late. Question passes to Abhishek. That was Arnav, getting it wrong and losing 5 points. Match. They're married. They're already married. Match is when they're connected. Question number passes to Harshal.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Arnav a chance to answer later, but no points. Harshal, how many? What
pass.
Pass. What do you think it is?
Matrimony.
Matrimony is right. Ah, too bad. Okay, question number two. What you sleep on?
Mattress.
Mattress is right. 10 points to Abhishek. See, it's already getting closer.
Boom, boom.
Question number three. Bullfighter.
Matador.
Matador is right. 10 points to Arnav. Ooh, okay. Question number four. The dark type of this is supposed to account for most of the mass in the universe.
Matter.
Matter. Dark matter. Correct. 10 points to Abhishek. I don't know if the people in at home are keeping score, but Abhishek just scored 20 points this category. And we have 6 questions left. You use this to start a fire.
Match.
Oh,
matches.
Oh, match. Exactly.
Thank you.
Abhishek got that in first. Buzzed in first, though Arnav said it first. But buzzer wins, so Abhishek got 10 more points. Question number 6. When the head of the family is a woman, she's called a...
No.
You have 5 seconds. Think about it. Abhishek loses 5 points. No. Question passes to Harshal. When the head of a family is a woman, she is called a... Okay, question passes to Arnav.
I'm going to pass. I know it,
but... It's matriarch. When the head of a family is a woman, she's called a matriarch, like a patriarch and a matriarch. Question number 7. Everybody knows this answer, so buzzer thing is crucial. Sci-fi film starring Keanu Reeves as Neo.
Oh, God.
Blank. Abhishek blanked out on that. Harshal, question passes to you. Sci-fi
pass.
Film starring Keanu Reeves as Neo.
Neo?
Neo.
Pass.
Red pill. Do you want the red pill or the blue pill? Matrix.
Oh my God.
Matrix.
I've seen that movie.
Question number 8. Roald Dahl book featuring a girl with superpowers. Roald Dahl book featuring a girl with telekinetic powers. Cute. Played by Mara Wilson in the movies.
Matilda.
Matilda is right. 10 points to Harshal. Question. Oh, 2 more questions. Ooh, this is close. Question number 9. A showing of a movie in the afternoon. A showing of a movie in...
Matinee.
Matinee is right. Abhishek gets 10 points. My goodness, it's really close. Last question. branch of study featuring algebra and calculus?
Mathematics.
No, yes, 10 points. Okay, so that is the end of our round. Please don't spoil it for our listeners. We'll come back and see who won. But let's go to our listener question right now. Our last listener question. This is for you guys out there. 510-770-1550 is the number to call. 510-770-1550. Remember, the category is words beginning with the letters M-A-T. When you grow older and wiser, you are called this. When you grow older and wiser, you are called this. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Turn down your radio, please. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hello? Lost them. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Shivam, and the answer is mature.
Thank you, Shivam. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Madhav and the answer is mature.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, so is the word mature?
What's your name?
Alaya.
Alaya? How do you spell it?
A-L-A-Y-A.
Alaya. Thank you, Alaya. New caller. Welcome to the show. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Arin, and the answer is mature.
Arin, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Siddharth.
Siddharth. And your answer is Siddharth?
My answer is mature.
Thank you, Siddharth. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Hano, and the answer is mature.
Could you spell your name for me?
Hanor, H-A-R-N-O-O-R.
Hanor, pretty name. All right, thank you, Hanor. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Shamei, and the answer is mature.
And tell me your name again.
Shamei.
Spell it.
Shamei.
S-O-M-E-N?
No, S-O-M-Y-A.
Somya. Okay, thank you, Somya. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hi, you're
My
on...
name is Neil.
Neil, and what's your answer, Neil?
And the answer
is? Again, I didn't hear you.
Mature.
Thank you, Neil. Let's go to our... Well, we have two more calls. Okay? Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Rohan.
Thank you.
And the answer is mature.
Thank you, Rohan. And our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Mansi.
Mansi. And your answer, Mansi?
My answer is mature.
Thank you, Mansi. And that was our last caller for our third and final listener round. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all the winners. Jieja. Sawal Kieja. Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're at the end of this episode, and first let's go to see who our listener winner was. This time the winner was picked by Harshal, and the winner is Rohan. Congratulations, Rohan. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now let's see how the kids in the studio have been doing. Harshal, how many points do you have?
40.
40 points. Arnav, how many points do you have?
55.
And Abhishek, how many points do you have?
40 points.
You can see how close it was, but Arnav is today's winner. And he started really slow because if you remember at the end of the first round, he was in zero. He had 0 points and he made up. So there's hope for people who start off slow. That was really well done. Arnav is our winner today. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. The show was produced by Anu and Michael, hosted by me, Vidya. And the theme music was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.